The Gemara says in Daf Kufav Manav towards the bottom that Kishachalor Beliazar Nichnasu Talmidim Levakrei Amal and Chama Azish Ba'ilam and Hiskel Him Baichen Rabbi Kiva Masachik. And then the Gemara says towards the end that Amal Lo Yakiva Klum Chizatim Natar Kula. He said to Rabbi Kiva, are you chashmi that there's something in the Torah that I wasn't mekayim that I should be punished for that? So Amar Lo, Rabbi Kiva said to him, Limadatana Rabbeinu, you taught us ki Adam Ein Tzadik Baratzu Shiyasa Toi V'Layachata. That there's nobody who is not chayta at all, so even somebody like you, there is some chet that could have caused this. And the Pella is, the Gemara says, uses the Lashon, the Rabbi Kiva told him, Amar Lei Limadatanu Rabbeinu, you taught us ki Adam Ein Tzadik Baratzu Shiyasa Toi V'Layachata. And the question is, why is he saying Limadatanu Rabbeinu? It's a pasuk in Kehelis. He didn't quote anything more than the pasuk. So why is it something that he attributes to his Rebbe being Melamed him? L'chai is just quoting a pasuk ba'alma. And I was thinking maybe the pshat could be, if you look in the Gemara on Shabbos on Daf Nun Hamad Beis, the Gemara there brings down that there were four people, Arba that Meisu be'et yishol Nachash, four people who died only because of the Eitz of the Nachash. And the Gemara explains that they didn't do any aver at all. They did nothing wrong, and the only reason why they died is because of the Eitz of the Nachash, because of Eitz Hadas. But there was really no aver that they did. There was no reason why they be'etzim should be chayim misa. And Tarsus over there asks from this pasuk in Kehelis, he says, "V'adichsev ki adam in tzadik ba'aretz," where we see that there is no one who doesn't have any chet at all. So Tarsus says, "B'rav ne adam kamer." That's going on. Right people, not all people. Right people have by right people, there's no person who won't have an avera. But by miyat ne adam, there are people who cannot have any averas at all. So lufi that pshat of Tarsus over there, based on the Gemara, that it's only al pi rai, but there are yechidim who do have averas, then Rabbi Kiva's Tana would be a Tana. He can't say Aldam and Sadiq Baritz. Maybe his rabbi is some of the Miyad who weren't Chayta. So apparently, that Rabbi Kiva was Tanning that Rabbi Lezer was Malamadim. The Pshan the Pasuk is not like that. Pshan the Pasuk is not like what's Mavur from the Gemara and Shabbos and Taisis, then it's Aldar Harif that there are Miyad who do have, but he learned the Pasuk of Shutik, Aldam and Sadiq Baritz, that there's absolutely no one who is going to not have any Aver at all. And if he that, his rabbi would be included as well. So it could be that's the Pshan Limadatana Rabbeinu. The Utah is Pshan the Pasuk to learn it not like the Taisus is saying that it's all PRI, but it's mamish everyone, it's kula mamish, and maybe that could apply to you as well. And I saw Rabbi Kiva over in Yom HaShas, he's mitzayin this Taisus in Shabbos, he just designed Shabbos in Hamad Beis, and it could be that's what he means to say, to be miyashav, the lashon of limud HaTanya Rabbeinu.